Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, September 23, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of industry and manufacturing news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin, starting off with our first headline.
Mining news breaks. Channel check by Noble highlights gold's 40% surge in 2025 as metal poised for strongest year since 1979. Gold futures have surged, climbing near $3,750 per ounce, with spot bullion holding above $3,700 on Monday, marking a more than 40% increase year-to-date. Factors such as Federal Reserve rate cuts, a weaker U.S. dollar, record inflows into gold ETFs, and steady central bank buying have contributed to this rally. Analysts predict the potential for gold to reach $4,000 per ounce by mid-2026, as investors seek safety and diversification. Companies like ES Gold Corp and Lafleur Minerals Inc. are attracting attention within the gold exploration and development sector amid this bullish market. Noble Financial Group's Channel Check platform provides valuable insights into these market dynamics and opportunities for investors. For more information, visit noblecapitalmarkets.com.
Anchor shares for debt transaction. Anchor Resources Corp. announces shares for debt transactions totaling $1,922,800 owed to certain creditors. The company will issue 8,263,333 units at 21s per unit, each consisting of a common share and a warrant. An acceleration clause applies if shares trade at 40 cents for 10 consecutive days. Additionally, $187,500 will be settled through common shares. The debt conversion includes loans, EVGIM acquisition payments, Almighty Resources settlement, gas capture project funding, and compensation amounts. The directors unanimously voted for the debt-to-shares conversion. The transaction is subject to TSX Venture Exchange approval and complies with MI 61-101 regulations. The common shares issued will have a hold period of 4 months and 1 day. Anchor Resources Corp. focuses on mineral and energy solutions in Cambodia and Canada.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.